Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The biggest names in the business are friends of the program here on You Better You Bet.
The great Ian Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hey everyone, it's Brian Anderson of TNT Sports, and you are listening to the great Rick and Jimmy. And these two are such close friends, Nick and Femi. Better bet you should bet. No, you better bet now. Better, you better you bet. Nick and Femi, you better you bet. My favorites.
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, our phenomenal crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show, tons of football talk as the good Lord intended. Broke down the latest batch of college football playoff rankings. Why I think Ohio State is the most slept on number one team in the country in the history of number one teams in the country in any sport. No, apparently no one thinks Ohio State's very good. Everyone's trying to poke holes in Ohio State. People are going to be surprised when Ohio State just wins the national championship again. We have more college football playoff rankings news to get to, and I got a couple takes I need to fire off. We'll do those later in the show, including the Big Ten team that I think is percolating a little bit off the radar right now and could play its way into the field. We'll get to that a little later in the show. And we touched on all the breaking quarterback news in the NFL, led by Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, a full participant in practice today for Cincinnati. Betting market did move a little bit towards Cincy for their home game against the New England Patriots on Sunday. Not a tremendous move, but New England was an 8.5-point favorite, now a 7.5-point favorite, the total up now to 50.5. We will bring you any news on Joe Burrow if we get it before we come off the airwaves today at 7 o'clock Eastern. But joining us right now, as always in the spot, and we absolutely love having him, the great Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider and host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. My friends, happy week 12 in the National Football League to you and yours.
Well, hello, Nick. Good to be with you here today. It is. It's week 12. It's somehow we're a week before Thanksgiving and the stretch run's ready to begin. So I don't know where the time has gone, but it's been a lot of fun so far.
Well, it's like the old adage says, time flies when you're having fun. I actually like Thanksgiving's next week. I had that moment earlier, like, oh my God, like that actually did. Time does fly when you're having fun. I actually can't believe it's almost Thanksgiving. And Baldy, we have, you know, you have the cornucopia on Thanksgiving. We have a veritable cornucopia of badass games coming up this weekend in the National Football League. And I want to start with the Cowboys and the Eagles on Sunday in Dallas, where Philly is a 3.5-point road favorite, although it looks like Dallas has been getting bets since their demolition of the Raiders on Monday night. Lane Johnson's obviously going to be out for Philadelphia. Dallas's defense is looking way better. I'm going to like the Eagles in the game. Baldy, what say you, Eagles and Cowboys, and how you see this game shaking out on Sunday afternoon?
Well, I announced the first game of the season Thursday night to kick off the NFL season, and Philly won that game 24-20, and if C.D. Lamb had caught the ball that night, Dallas would have won the game. So it was pretty evenly matched back then. Now, a lot has happened since then. Dallas has certainly upgraded the defensive roster with Quinnen and Kenny Clark and Jadeveon Clowney and Logan Wilson and getting DeMarvion Overshown back and Malik Hooker back. I mean, it's a brand-new defensive roster, which is going to help. The Eagles' defense right now is, to me, I mean, it doesn't say statistically, but since they added Jalen Phillips and Jalen Carter is healthy and Nolan Smith is back in the lineup and N'Kobe Dean is that middle linebacker, they look like the best defense in football to me. Now, maybe, you know, maybe George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb have a night like they had against the Raiders, but this is a big step up in competition from the Raiders or the Jets or the Giants or Washington, the four teams they have beaten this year. So I like the Eagles to go down there and take care of business.
Do you think, Baldy, the Eagles' offensive line can hold up without Lane Johnson? Because the splits with him on and off the field are obviously something that gets bandied about quite a bit. Now, look, like I think like Dallas's interior rushers, I think, on the D-line are better than the edge rushers. Would be nice to have Micah Parsons in this game. So maybe that is minimized a little bit. But do you think Dallas can pressure Jalen Hurts with Lane Johnson not going to play on Sunday for the Eagles?
Well, Fred Johnson's going to take his place. No relation, Nick, no relation. But Fred's a good player. And Fred has played left tackle when Lane has been in there. They haven't had a replacement when Lane has gone down, quite like Fred Johnson. And so, well, the statistics say they, you know, they've got a bad record without Lane. And I've seen some of those games and some of the pass rushers that beat him. But Fred's a good player. I mean, he's not Lane Johnson, but he's going to be fine out there against Jadeveon and Donovan Ezra-Rocco and some of the other guys, Dante Fowler. Some of the guys he sees, he's going to be okay out there. He's good in the run game, too. Like, I think the Eagles are going to be just fine on the offensive line.
Yeah, I think the Eagles are the best team in football right now. I anticipate Philly winning this game, and maybe not super comfortably, but I think the Eagles win and cover the spread on Sunday. Baldy, this is a two-part question, but I think in essence it's really just one question, right? So it's going to be, like, who do you like on Sunday to win, the Chiefs or the Colts? And the second part is, do you think the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs? And I'm guessing if you like Indy to win the game, then Kansas City goes to 5-6, and the Chiefs maybe don't make it if they lose this game and fall to 5-6. So give us your thought on the Chiefs, Sunday's game against Indy. Do you think the Kansas City Chiefs will be in the tournament when it's all said and done?
I do. I do think they'll be in it. I know 5-5 is, you know, not looking great at this point, and losing, you know, the way they lost to Denver last Sunday. And the Colts are coming off a bye week. I think, like, I'm going to be there announcing that game. I can't wait to get to Kansas City to do it. I feel like the Chiefs have, they have good football in them. Now, their offensive line has committed way too many penalties. It puts them a lot like last year. I think Josh Simmons just played his first real game. I think he needed to get a game back under his belt. But I feel like defensively, they have what it takes to contain Jonathan Taylor. They have the linebackers. They have the front. They have the schematics to contain Jonathan Taylor. And then it's a question of, is Daniel Jones going to play big, like in a road game? I saw him against Pittsburgh a couple weeks ago, and he wasn't good. It wasn't all his fault. But I feel like going into Arrowhead, we're going to find out a lot about Daniel Jones. When you're playing Tennessee and some of these other teams, you can look awfully good. But Kansas City has a way to pressure you that other teams really don't have with the blitz combinations they have. I feel like Kansas City is set to win this game, and I think all you need is a good run, Nick, and I think they have a good run in them. I think the talent and the coaching is still too good there.
I said on Monday that I don't know if this is irrational. Curious, just like, I still think the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC. Am I nuts?
You're not nuts, only because why would you ever, because other people have done this and they've regretted it, why would you ever bet against Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes? I mean, it comes down to that. Like, do you trust the coach or the quarterback? I do. Against anybody, I do. I've seen it too many times. And so I don't care if Patrick was on one leg or whatever the situation was. Like, that guy is just built for big-time games, and he loves it. And so that was disappointing in Denver last week, no doubt about it. But I would say that that Indianapolis does not have a defense like Denver has, where they can really pressure you and force you into some situations you don't want to be in just because of their pass rush and the way that they mix their coverages. So, like, I feel like this is a game where they're going to be laser focused and they're going to beat a good team. And that's what you need to do to get on a run. Go into that locker room after a win and say, we just beat the Colts. They're winning the AFC South. Like, we're right where we need to be. We just got to put our streak together. And look, if it starts this week before Thanksgiving, it doesn't matter. Like, as long as you put a 4 or 5 game win streak together, you're going to be in contention.
Last note on this game, Baldy. I'm a big fan of Christmas music, so in my head I'm thinking, do you see what I see? When I watch the Chiefs, I think Mahomes is the best. I don't think there's any question about it. This is not an anti-Mahomes thing, what I'm about to say. I do think it's fair to say, and you watch this so much more closely than I do, so I'm curious if you agree. Like, I don't think he's playing that great, and I'm judging him on, like, the Mahomes scale. Like, I don't judge Bo Nix like I judge Patrick Mahomes, where he's missing throws that, like, he normally makes all these throws, Baldy. Are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing? And if so, like, what the hell's going on with Patrick Mahomes? Not that he's bad. He's not bad. But he's not what Mahomes usually is right now, in my opinion. What say you?
Well, he overthrew Thornton last week for a touchdown. You saw that. You know, he's overthrown Xavier Worthy last week. Like, he's missing throws. And normally, he just has that right touch when it's 50 yards down the field. Like, just lay it up there and let the guy go get it, you know? And he's overthrowing a lot of these throws. And it's been going on. Like, Tyreek Thornton can flat out, he's the fastest guy. Maybe Xavier Worthy and him would be a good foot race. But they got guys that can really burn. And maybe it's just a question of, all right, we never practice throwing like this in a game, like at top flight speed. Guys just don't run like that in practice. You can't expect them to. So maybe it's just a question of, like, they've got two of the fastest guys in the league out there, and maybe I just got to, you know, I got to get my timing down on the deep ball a little bit better. Like, that would be a good question to ask Patrick, because I think he probably feels the same way.
Odyssey Sports NFL Insider Brian Baldinger here with us on the show. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, what are your expectations for Shedeur Sanders in his first NFL start Sunday? And I'll talk about, like, a defense you'd want to go against in your first start. Here's the Las Vegas Raiders.
You can look at the statistics and say he was terrible last week. All I know is they were at the 25-yard line, first and 10, at the 25-yard line, knocking on, you know, the Ravens' door. And, you look, he missed some throws at the end, but he went for it. Like, he could have made a couple better decisions. Like, what he said after the game was important. He's like, look, I need to detail my work. I need to have timing with these receivers. It's not where it needs to be. It doesn't happen just by showing up. But even with that, he made some good decisions. They blitzed him repeatedly. He avoided the blitz for the most part. He got himself just like he did at Colorado, and he made some good decisions with all the throw to Harold Fanton over the middle of the field was a dime. I don't know how you work on that if you've never taken a practice rep. The guy hadn't played since August. Like, I feel like I'm sure the Raiders are going to come after him like the way Baltimore did. That's fine. Like, he expects that. The receivers aren't good in Cleveland. They're not helping him at all. They dropped passes. Fannin dropped one. Lavar Dane dropped one in the end zone. Like, you know, they're not helping him, but nobody wants to hear that. I think he's going to – you give him a full week of work, I think he's a smart, crafty player.
Think they're going to win?
I don't think he's great, mate. Yeah, I think they can win the game. The Raiders are a mess. You know, they're just a mess right now. And, you know, Cleveland's defense can play as good as anybody in this league. You know, if they don't get that play by Mark Andrews at the end, I don't know. Maybe that game goes to overtime and who knows what happens. But, you know, I think Cleveland's defense, like, that left tackle doesn't want to see Myles Garrett with the Raiders. And Geno Smith doesn't want to see him. Like, this is going to be tough. It's going to be tough for him.
Stone Forsythe not exactly covering himself in glory right now for the Raiders with Colton Miller out. Baldy, I think this is going to be the final question. We have a couple minutes left. I said this yesterday on the show, and it's going to sound like a hot take. I actually think I'm way right on this, given the state of the team, where they're going, and like where I think things need to go. I think the Las Vegas Raiders need to fire Pete Carroll, and he needs to be a one and done. Do you agree or disagree with that sentiment that the Raiders should move on from Pete Carroll?
Well, it depends on what you're going to move on to. I mean, it's an awful season, and maybe Geno Smith, you know, needs to go too. And you know, I mean, it's not a good roster. Let's face it. It's you know, Attingenti hasn't got many lanes to run through. They've got three backup.
Should a 75-year-old coach, Baldy? Should a 75-year-old coach? And I'm not trying to like be an ageist here, but should he be the guy like leading your rebuild? Like, this wasn't the whole point that they were going to try and be respectable. They're not respectable. I don't understand what the point of this is. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just being honest.
No, I mean, look, all the points are fair, Nick. That's fair. I don't know how old Marv Levy was when he finished coaching in Buffalo, but they were still, a dynamic team. I mean, if you want to make a comparison out there, I don't know what age Marv was. He was definitely in his 70s, taking Buffalo to Super Bowls. It can be done. It's probably, younger and fresher is probably a better. I'm not sure Chip Kelly's the right answer, calling plays upstairs. So maybe that's not a good fit. I can make a case for Pete and against Pete right now, regardless of the age right now, Nick.
Marv Levy is 100 years old, absolute legend. I think he stopped coaching in Buffalo after 97. He was 72 when he stopped coaching, when he finished in Buffalo. And he has one of my all-time favorite quotes. I forget what the quote is, but "Fight on, my men," Sir Andrew said. "A little I'm hurt, but not yet slain. I'll just lie down and bleed a while and then get up and fight again," after the Bills lost those Super Bowls. I just like this stuff. Baldy, I know you do too. And we love you, my friend. Safe travels this weekend. Have a great call of the game, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, Nick. Take care, buddy. Thank you. Bye.
Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger joining us on the show, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. On the other side, we're rolling through every game, week 12 in the NFL, the line moves, injuries, my thoughts and bets, next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean. We'll be right back.
It's second and short. That means it's Taylor time, and he's got the first down, and he busts away from the pack for plenty more. Jonathan Taylor, big run. There he goes, and Indianapolis takes the lead.
Third and six. There's the pass. Caught, breaking the tackles, Kelsey, and Travis takes it to the end zone.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Fox and CBS, courtesy of the calls, as we have a titanic showdown in the AFC this weekend. 8-2 Indianapolis at 5-5 Kansas City. And before we break down that game, and I'm going to roll through every game coming up, week 12 in the NFL. You know, I have, they're clean, so I'm going to show this. For people watching on video, I have my Invisalign, right? So I have two, they're called trays. So each week you have like a new tray, right? And I have two more weeks of trays. So this is my penultimate tray. And then I get crowns put in on my two front teeth because I had my tooth chipped in 1994 during Game 7 of the Rangers-Devils Eastern Conference Final, the Stephon Matteau game. And when I wear them on the air, I'm supposed to wear them all the time. When I wear them on the air, I have like this, like, it sounds like I have a lisp. I guess it's not the end of the world, but like, I don't like it. So I don't wear them on the air. When I'm off the air, I wear them all the time. Jay, can you play the Travis Kelce highlight again? And when Jim Nance says Travis, does it sound like he has a lisp? Jake, go ahead.
Third and six. There's the pass. Caught, breaking the tackles, Kelce, and Travis takes it to the end zone.
Travis! Can we get it? One, put some sauce on that, man. Can we get it one more time here, Jake?
Third and six. There's the pass. Caught, breaking the tackles, Kelce, and Travis takes it to the end zone.
Travis! Like, that's like you walk in on your girlfriend with your best friend, and his name is Travis. And Jake, how would you say his name in that moment?
And Travis!
That's a great job. That's an awesome job getting it cut very quickly. Travis! That son of a bitch! Travis! Unbelievable. Anyway, the Chiefs and the Colts on Sunday in Arrowhead. So where we stand right now, we have like no major injury updates on the game or anything. So Kansas City is a 3.5-point home favorite. It is juiced towards the Colts. Total in the game is 50.5. Just from talking to people, and when I say people, I don't necessarily mean like my group chats, although like I love my group chats. Some are better than others, but a lot of them are funny. I'm talking to like people that bet, that I think do pretty well, that I think are pretty smart. I feel like they all like Indy at this number. Not saying they like Indy for the game, that they think the Colts will win, but there's some value with Indy plus the 3.5. And we are very close to going down to Chiefs as just a 3-point home favorite. And look, like, you know, the narrative street bet last week didn't go so well, even though the Rams picked off Sam Darnold 4 times. They only won by 2 points, so that was a little upsetting. We're going back to Narrative Street for this one. And Baldy kind of alluded to it in, you know, the interview in the preceding segments. The preceding segment was paid for by the New World Order. New World Order. You get that reference, you are a real one. Baldy said it. We're going to learn something about Daniel Jones here. And as a Giants fan, I have no ill will towards Daniel Jones. Remember when, like, the Giants released him? I said, you know, he comported himself as a professional his entire time as the quarterback through some tough times. I have no ill will towards him, even though I am, everyone knows I'm a New York Football Giants fan. But we can be honest, right? He's played really well this year. Take nothing away from him. But this is kind of like Sam Darnold last week, right? Against the Rams. When, nope, bright lights, big spot, turned into a bumpkin. Sure. Like, Daniel Jones could play well enough to win this game. It's within the realm of possibility. Do I want to bet on it? Hell no. So here's what I want to do. I want to wait. For all lives to be over. I want to wait until the point spread goes down to 3. And I'm going to lay the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are not dropping to 5-6. The Chiefs are making the playoffs. We did this on Monday, the Jim Fossil bit, right? Chips into the middle of the table. I'm all in. Whoever's in is in. Whoever's out is out. Chiefs are going to the playoffs, and I still believe, and I may be like the last moron standing here on Moron Island. Moron Island, population one, Nick Costos. I still think the Chiefs are the best team. And you know who, Jake? You know who I expect to score a touchdown on Sunday? Catching a touchdown from the great Patrick Mahomes. Jake? Can you play the Travis Kelce sounder? Okay. Well, I don't know what's happened in Chicago, but we will move on past this. From the Chiefs and the Colts, let's go to the Eagles and the Cowboys. And just, I have a minor complaint about the NFL schedule this weekend. I don't know why this isn't at 4:25 this game, Eastern time. This is a 1 o'clock start, by the way, the Chiefs and the Colts, which is really fun because, like, it'll be, like, in the early wave of games, but I'd rather have, like, Chiefs, Colts, and Eagles, Cowboys both going on at the same time on Sunday afternoon. But anyway, Eagles and the Cowboys in Dallas. Philly, currently, basically the same situation as Kansas City. The Eagles are a 3.5-point favorite, except Philly's on the road, obviously. But the 3.5 is juiced towards the Dallas Cowboys. So 15 for Dallas. Total in the game, 47.5. No Lane Johnson for the Philadelphia Eagles. But I thought Balti made a really good point, and he kind of stole my joke, which is Fred Johnson, no relation to Lane. Which is true, they're not related. And Fred Johnson, you know, at points this season, Lane Johnson has exited the lineup. And Fred Johnson's come in, and he's been pretty good. Fred Johnson has also served as Philly's sixth offensive lineman when they go into a jumbo package, and he's actually been good. Lane Johnson's a first-ballot Hall of Famer, so this is not to insinuate that, like, oh, no big deal. Like, here's, like, just replace one Johnson with another. Like, Johnson will replace him. Aaron Rodgers, least favorite player. But I think Fred Johnson's pretty good. And Dallas, the strength of their defensive line is obviously coming up the middle, right? With Quentin Williams and Kenny Clark. The edge rushers are, like, okay. Like Isaraku and Sam Williams and Jadeveon Clowney. You got a little juice there. But really, it's the interior of that line where they're going to want to, like, really affect the quarterback. And I don't know if they're going to be able to do that against the interior of Philly's offensive line. And when it comes down to it, I think the two best teams in the league are the two teams that played for the Super Bowl in February. And that was my Super Bowl pick preseason, and I'm going to stick with it. And you could be watching and listening. I guess if you're doing both, that's weird. Watching or listening. And maybe you think I'm crazy. You may be right. I may be crazy. But I'm pretty steadfast in this. I do think the Chiefs are still the best team, or at least the team with the highest upside in the AFC. And I think the Eagles are absolutely the best team in the NFC. That defense is ridiculous. And Dallas, like, honestly, like, great job by Dak, Pickens, Lamb, healthy offensive line, Javonte Williams. I said on the show yesterday, I would like for the Giants to interview Clayton Adams, Dallas's offensive coordinator. I'm not down on the Dallas offense. I think the Dallas offense is awesome. Dak's playing great football. I mean, going from the Raiders defense to the Eagles defense. This is like Derrick Henry. Have you ever seen his high school highlights? And now Derrick Henry's playing in the NFL. Like, it is just a ginormous difference. I love the Eagles on Sunday, but I want to lay 3. I'll tell you what else I want to do. We will call it the Super Bowl 57 and Super Bowl 59. Memorial Moneyline Parlay. Eagles and Chiefs both to win. Right now at BetMGM, +139. You better you bet on this Wednesday. Hit a couple of the other big games, and then we'll move in chronological order or in rotation order down the slate at BetMGM. We haven't really talked yet this week about Sunday Night Football. Rams and the Bucks in a nasty showdown. The Rams... 6.5-point home favorites, and it looks like this may go to 7. So 6.5 minus 15 for LA. Total in the game is 49.5. Now, I can't give you a firm betting opinion on this game just yet because I think we're actually too early in the week to kind of give you that opinion because Tampa's injury report as of late has been absolutely terrible for the Buccaneers. And I talk about it every week. Chris Godwin needs to come back badly to get some pressure off of Emeka Ibuka in the pass game. Bucky Irving needs to come back as he's their best running back, but I'll give credit to Sean Tucker, who worked the Buffalo Bills run defense on Sunday. And if the Bucs defense could have done anything in this game against Josh Allen, he put the Superman cape on, obviously, I think we'd be having a different conversation about this game. But Josh Allen was so damn good in that game that, you know, I think that's how we get to this number where the Rams are massive favorites in this game at home against Tampa. And the thing that I keep thinking about when I conceptualize this game, I was going to say, the thing that I keep thinking about as I think about this game, and I audibled at the last second to conceptualize, because I'm a pro. Last week, we spent some time talking about, and pro sports better Rob Bazzola, I'll give him credit, he was the first person on the show last week that brought this up last Thursday, was that Baker, you know, Mayfield, as opposed to my favorite player growing up, Super Bowl champion of the 1990 New York Football Giants, caught a touchdown in that game in Super Bowl 25, Stephen Baker, the touchdown maker. The real ones remember Stephen Baker, of course. That Baker Mayfield did not look healthy coming out of the bye in the team's home loss to the New England Patriots. He looked way better and way more spry last week against the Bills, did he not? Scrambling around. Rushed for a touchdown. 5 carries, 39 yards, and a touchdown. Like, that's more like it from Baker Mayfield. So if we get to a scenario, because the Rams are going to score in this game, and we'll see if Hassan Reddick plays, like, he matters, obviously, for the Bucs. Like, the Rams are going to score. Like, Stafford's playing at an MVP level, even if he was not great last week against Seattle. Big difference between Seattle defense and Tampa defense. Even if the Bucs did shred Seattle when they played in Seattle about a month ago or whenever that was. Like, the Rams are going to score. Stafford's going to play well. Puka, Devontae, Kyron, etc. Why can't the Bucs fall inside this number? Now, I want Chris Godwin to play. I'd like for Bucky Irving to play. I'd like for Hassan Reddick to play. But right now, at this number, at these prices, for me, it's looking like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or nothing. Now let's go down your slate. If you open up BetMGM, which you should, make it legendary. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. As we move in rotation order now, the Bills and the Texans tomorrow night in Houston. So Buffalo today, like not great injury news, as Buffalo ruled out a couple of players for tomorrow night's game, including star tight end Dalton Kincaid, who has been Josh Allen's most reliable pass catcher this season. Also Curtis Samuel out and Mecole Hardman out as well. That's okay. Keon Coleman will be back, and I'm not even being sarcastic. Keon Coleman will be back from the suspension, assuming he shows up on time to meetings and flights. So you have Coleman, and you'll have Josh Palmer, you'll have Khalil Shakir. Tyrell Shavers has been really good. Kincaid's the one that you'd really like to have. But I do think Buffalo's offense can exist without those three guys in this game. Davis Mills gets another start for Houston, obviously, with C.J. Stroud out with the concussion. Stroud expected to return next week against the Indianapolis Colts. And a massive game as far as the AFC playoff race goes, right? Buffalo at 7-3, Houston at 5-5, and like right in the thick of it as far as the AFC wildcard race is concerned. I can't get there with Houston, even as good as this defense is for the Texans, and it is very good. If Josh Allen's going to do what Josh Allen did last week against Tampa, I don't care how good your defense is, I don't think you're stopping it. Like, he's an alien. Like, that's just it. He's an alien. And no one can stop him. Not even Austin Powers. Sorry. I don't think anybody can stop him. And on the flip side, Davis Mills has been really good. Like, really good. Real effing good. 26-0 fourth quarter against the Jaguars. Huge comeback to save their season. And then, like, did enough to win last week against the Titans. But, I mean, he's Davis Mills. It's not C.J. Stroud starting a quarterback. So I bet Buffalo 5.5 yesterday. Femi and I literally talked about it on the air. Femi likes the Texans. I like the Bills. So we'll be going Oppo Taco on this game. I don't even think I would take 6 with Houston. This feels like 24-10 Bills, somewhere in that range. I guess I lean towards the under if that's my final score. But I am going to like the Bills coming up tomorrow night. I did bet them laying the 5.5 against the Houston Texans. And just to do this again here quickly, and if you missed it earlier in the show, Joe Burrow, a full participant in practice today for the Cincinnati Bengals, which is a huge surprise. No one expected it. And the betting market did move towards the Bengals from 8.5 down to 7.5. And the total went up to 50.5 from 49.5. Just to update that market, nothing's happening right now. We're still at 7.5. So just in case you're out there listening or watching and like you're just hearing, they're like, wow, like I want to bet the Bengals. Like maybe Burrow plays. The betting market is still kind of iffy on this. Because if the betting market knew Burrow were playing, this would not be the point spread for Sunday's game. It would be less than 7, obviously, with the Patriots at the Bengals. On the other side, we'll have the rest of the games coming up Week 12 NFL Sunday, and we will start in Lambeau Field with the Packers hosting 9, J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's McCarthy. Looking, firing, end zone, it is caught! Touchdown, Addison! Ball with a high snap. Floats it. Watson up top! It is caught! Touchdown, Packers! Green Bay's got the lead!
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Fox Sports, courtesy of the call, as we get set for the Packers and the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday at the Frozen Tundra. Is it going to be frozen? I was actually looking at the, there's a website, and I promote them a pretty decent amount, especially on Sundays, NFLweather.com, where they have like everything like very tidy. Here's the weather forecast currently for all of Sunday's games, because, you know, it's November, and a lot of these games are outdoors. And it's the holiday season. And it's actually, like, it's going to be 51 degrees on Sunday at Lambeau. Maybe Greta Thunberg? Is she right? I'm kidding. I'm making a joke, everybody. I don't think the weather is going to be bad, like, this weekend in general. Like, it doesn't look like it. At least it's Wednesday. Still time for things to change. I don't think we're going to have to talk about a ton of wind games. I'm hoping that that's not the case. Obviously, we'll find out more as we progress towards Sunday. So just like whatever, the field at Lambeau on Sunday for the Packers and the Vikings. Green Bay, as it stands right now, is a 6.5-point home favorite. The total in the game is 41. We don't know if Josh Jacobs is going to play yet. I feel like he's not going to. Like, Matt LaFleur wants to take this until maybe Friday before they rule him out. My best guess is that Josh Jacobs is not playing. So if you've got him in fantasy, I think, like, Emmanuel Wilson is going to be the one-for-one replacement. I like Chris Brooks also, but you should plan on him being out. Not 100%, but my guess is that he is going to not play in the game. You know, when I think about this game, it really just comes down to J.J. McCarthy for me. And I know that that's kind of like a low-hanging fruit way of analyzing the game, but, like, can we just be real about this? He's not very good. That doesn't mean that he can't be good. Like, he hasn't started that many games. He missed all of last season. And we told you the Kevin O'Connell quote yesterday that he said on KFAN, the Minnesota station, the Odyssey station in Minnesota, that when talking about JJ's development, he's, quote, waiting for the cement to dry. It's an unfinished product. And he was brutal last week against the Chicago Bears. And then he did that thing at the end of the game where he turns into Tom Brady. And what I said is, he's like somewhere on the scale with Eli Manning on one extreme and Tim Tebow at the other of the will suck for 55 minutes and then somehow pull it out of his derriere in the final 5 minutes. Probably closer to Tebow on that scale right now, but still time to turn it around. You know, Drew Dinsick, the whale capper from NBC Sports, was on our show yesterday. He likes Green Bay. I think I'm going to like Green Bay also. Not placed a bet yet. I reserve the right to change my mind. I don't know that I would bet Minnesota right now with JJ on the road against, you know, the Packers offense is certainly hit or miss. I do like the Packer defense. So Packers are nothing for me. And I just wanted to throw something out there, and I had actually planned on doing this long form on the show today. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. And certainly, like, when we get through Thanksgiving, we'll start really talking a lot about the playoff picture in the NFL as it starts to crystallize, right? Right now at BetMGM, and I think this is actually, like, a fascinating bet to think about making. And I just want to be clear. I have not made this bet yet. I may. Haven't made it yet, but I think it's worth discussing, and you, our listeners and viewers, we're thinking about. So right now, the Green Bay Packers at BetMGM are minus 400 to make the playoffs, plus 310 to miss. So they're 6-3-1, right? Okay. Let's assume they win on Sunday, right? They're 6.5-point home favorites, 7-3-1. Here's their schedule, and this is what I want to do. In your head, let's do the Mike Francesa, Mad Dog Russo, Mike and the Mad Dog, like win-loss game, right? And ask yourself this question when I say the game. Not like, will the Packers lose? But is there, like, Packers 6.5 at home against the Vikings, they're probably going to win. There will be some of these games where maybe they're like a small favorite. Like, they could lose these games. Are you ready? Thanksgiving at Detroit. Home Bears. At Denver, at the Bears, home Ravens, at the Vikings. So I'll play it out. At the Lions, loss, 7-4-1. Let's say they split with the Bears, okay? That gets them to 8 wins. At Denver, loss. Home Baltimore, loss. At Minnesota, call it a win. Great, 9-8-1, or excuse me, 9-7-1. Does that get the Packers in? Chicago is already at 7. San Francisco is already at 7. They're both favorites this weekend. I still think the Packers are going to make it. I don't know who's going to miss, whether it's going to be, I hope it's not Chicago. The Niners' defense stinks, but their schedule's really easy. Not that Green Bay's definitely out, but I think you can agree, like the listener or viewer, right? Unless you think the Packers are just going to run the table and beat all these teams, which is possible, right? Do you think that minus 400 seems a little long for the Packers to be in that market? Just something to think about. I do like them in this game on Sunday, for what it's worth. You better you bet on this Wednesday. The next game on BetMGM is the Patriots and Bengals. We've touched on that game a lot with Joe Burrow back at practice today. New England still 7.5, still 50.5. Bears and the Steelers in Chicago. The Bears, a juiced 2.5-point home favorite, total is 45. We are waiting, obviously, to see if Aaron Rodgers will play quarterback in this game. He's got the wrist injury, and it's non-throwing wrist, won't require surgery. Mike Tomlin basically said yesterday that Rodgers doesn't have to practice today, Wednesday, or tomorrow, Thursday. Friday will be the big day to determine if Rodgers can play on Sunday. And I'll just reiterate what I said yesterday on the show about this game. I like the Bears no matter what. I don't trust the Steelers' defense, even though they did play pretty well last week against the Bengals. I will give them credit for that. I don't trust this defense. And I think the Bears have got it going on right now. Good, better, best. Never let it rest till your good gets better and your better gets best. Bears minus 2.5. 1.5. I do like the Bears on Sunday. Lions and the Giants. Where we are at right now, side and total market, Detroit 10.5. Total is 50. We touched on this earlier in the show, and in case you missed it, Jackson Dart at practice today for the Giants. No contact for Jackson Dart. He remains in concussion protocol, but per Jordan Renan and Dan Dugan and others that cover the team, Dart is on track to start on Sunday in Detroit. And my sense is that that news, once it's officially announced that Dart is in and Jameis Winston goes to the bench, and let's see what this Lions injury report looks like as the week develops. And remember, Sunday night against the Eagles, they were down 3 of their 4 members of their secondary, right? I think that this may go down to 10. And if and when it does, this is just like all Detroit, all the time. They just got stuffed into a locker by the Eagles, and now they get to play the Giants. And I try to tell you all the time, right? The Giants stink. They are not good. How do I know that? Because they lose every game. And you think they're going to keep it close in Detroit after the way the Lions lost on Sunday night? To you, I say, good luck and Godspeed. Seahawks and the Titans is an interesting betting market. Seattle is a 13.5-point road favorite. This was 12.5 earlier in the week. I bet it at 13. Femi and I talked about that yesterday on the show. So I have a Seattle minus 13 ticket. Total in the game is 40.5. And this sounds like a little bit of a crazy thing to say because the number's huge and Seattle's on the road. I actually think the number's still short with Seattle 13.5. I don't know what number I would need to bet Tennessee. Like, yes, the Titans defense was reasonably good last week against Davis Mills and the Texans. Like, this is not that. And I know that Darnold face planted against the Rams. That's the Rams. That's a spot where the lights are really bright and everybody's watching. This is the Seahawks and the Titans in the 1 o'clock Eastern window on Sunday when Colts, Chiefs, Steelers, Bears, Patriots, Bengals, Vikings, Packers are all on at the same time. No one's going to be watching. This is like when A-Rod for the Yankees would come up and they'd be losing like 8-1 in the bottom of the eighth and he'd hit like a 500-foot solo homer. It was the A-Rod special. Down in the game, 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts, losing by a million runs. Here's one that he hits to Jupiter. Like, or not, maybe it hits it to Long Island. A moonshot from A-Rod. An A-bomb from A-Rod. And the Yankees cut the deficit to 8-2. This is the Sam Darnold A-Rod spot at Tennessee. How are the Titans scoring in this game on the Seattle defense? This is like, how's it happening? A.J. Brown going to play for them? Like Eddie George and Chris Johnson, CJ2K in the backfield? How's it happening? Like prime Javon Curse, the freak, rushing the passer? I don't see it. I think the Seahawks win, and I think it's a mauling on Sunday in the Music City. And last game for us to hit, and we will have touched on every single game for Week 12 in the NFL in today's edition of the show. Well, I guess I didn't do Falcons-Saints. Maybe we'll save that and I'll do it next hour. I did it yesterday a little bit too. Jaguars and the Cardinals in the desert. Jacksonville's a juice 2.5-point road favorite, total 47.5. I think we need to give the Jaguars a lot of credit in all seriousness, right? So they have the epic fourth quarter collapse in Houston a couple weeks ago. and Brian Thomas Jr. doesn't play, and Travis Hunter's done for the year. And they show up on Sunday in L.A. against the Chargers, or at home against the Chargers, rather, and absolutely smash them from pillar to post and embarrass the Los Angeles Chargers, who are going to be a playoff team when it's all said and done. That is an unbelievable job by the Jaguars, not just getting up off the mat, but getting up off the mat and swinging. It's a great job by them. Brian Thomas Jr. back at practice today for Jacksonville in a limited fashion with his ankle injury. I would love to be able to trust the Jaguars. I don't think I do. And I think the way I'd like to bet this game is when it goes to three, I want to take it with the Arizona. And Marvin Harrison Jr. is not going to play. I still think I want to take the three with the Arizona Cardinals. Reserve the right to change my mind, but that's where I'm at now. Final hour, Power Hour coming up next. We will start talking hoops, college, and the NBA here on a Wednesday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.